This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Cecchi today on this Mother's Day weekend. And on our show, the second hour, my first guest is Tommy Rowe. Tommy started in the music business back in the early 60s, had a string of hits during that era, and still performing strong today and in the recording studio, and now he's an author. So we'll have Tom on the show. Later on, a show that's launched, a couple of weeks ago on the Animal Planet. It's called Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters. Jeremy Wade will be here. And then, in case you didn't know it, May is National Pet Month. And the Wizard of Paws will be here, Kristen Levine. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Cecchi today. We're going to pause for a second, momentarily, don't go away. And when we come back, my first guest, the second hour, will be singer and now author, Tommy Rowe.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the seventh reason is the pay or the salary? The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through five phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Sheila, you'll know her if you see her. Blue eyes and a ponytail. Her cheeks are rosy. She looks a little nosy. Man, this little girl is fine.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Cecchi today. That voice needs no introduction. I had this gentleman on the show many, many years ago, and I've seen him in concert several times since, and it's good to have him back. He's got a brand new book out right now, and I was telling him, which is the absolute truth. I actually read it twice since I received it. It's called Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and All the Places in Between. Joining us right now is Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How you doing?
Hey, Ron, I'm great. It's good to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you here. And, you know, you were on the show many, many years ago, but since then, I had gone to see you on several different occasions, one right here in Orlando. And I got this great picture in our studios, of amongst all the other pictures we have, of you and I. And you were very casual after the show with a baseball cap on. And I remember our conversation, breaking bread, very, very distinctly.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. I love Orlando. I love going down there. I have a lot of friends there in Orlando, so it's a good place to hang out.
Well, I hope you consider me one of them. I truly do.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Tommy, I am serious. I read this thing twice because I'm of the era that remembers all of this stuff forward, sideways. I mean, you got my buddy Wink Martindale doing one of the little articles in the beginning. You would talk about our mutual friend Dick Clark and Frank Lutz. But this book really tells it all. And what I like about it is that you tell it the way it is. I mean, a lot of times when people get into the spotlight, you know, they kind of sugarcoat it. You did not. Was that hard to do? How long did it take you to write it? And were there times when you thought to yourself, am I saying too much?
Well, I tell you, it is hard. You know, writing songs is one thing. Writing a book is a totally different animal. And I've been working on it for past 5 years, or thinking about it. And then I hooked up with my co-writer, Michael Krikorian, in San Francisco, and he was able to really buckle me down and concentrate on it. So the past 3 years, we really started working on it, and I wanted to get it out before the end of this year, because I think there's a lot of things in the book that's relevant to today and to politics and our culture and everything else. So that was the plan, to get it out, which we did.
Well, you know, the great part about it is so many times people in this business don't want to talk about politics because they're, you know, afraid that it might indeed affect their fan base. And people like Madonna and Ashley Judd should be afraid of that, as far as I'm concerned. But the bottom line is that you're a very patriotic guy. You mentioned Tony Orlando in the book, a friend of mine of many, many years, and Tony parallels that, being very patriotic. And I think what you have covered in the book really shows your patriotism and your dedication to America and how you have sustained British invasions and other things that have come across the entertainment table and actually persevered and was successful.
Yeah, well, a lot of things can happen in 55 years. You know, this is my 55th year in the business this year, so I've seen a lot of changes, I met a lot of great people, and actually my education is just from my travels and the people I've met along the way. And, you know, the political thing is something that I don't really normally talk about, but I think it's so important today because, you know, basically we're all looking for the same thing. We want good schools, we want good health care, we want, you know, good environment. It's just a matter of how we get there. That's what we should be talking about,
right?
Not the disagreements we have about things. But, you know, anytime an entertainer endorses a politician, you're setting yourself up for the possibility of a disappointment. I mean, if he doesn't win the election, you're disappointed. If he wins the election and doesn't fulfill his promises, you're disappointed. Or misbehaves in office, you're disappointed. So it's just the price we pay for participating in the system, and I think we all need to do that, and we all need to settle down and try to work towards this common goal, because
right,
we all have the same goal.
Absolutely. And you mentioned in the book, with a great pictorial, I might add, that your picture with Richard Nixon caused a little bit of a stir back when you took it in the late 60s. You know what I was always in awe with, Tommy, and I mean this sincerely. When you think of people like yourself, Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, Bobby Vinton, okay, people like that, who persevered the veil, if you will, of the British invasion. You had so many hits back in the 60s when it was difficult to have airplay on a radio station if you weren't from England.
Oh, boy, it was very difficult. And, you know, what happened to me is, you know, I got my draft notice at the end of 1963. So instead of being drafted for 2 years, I went and joined the National Guard.
Right.
Which, you know, you're supposed to serve for about 8 months. Well, after I opened for the Beatles in February 11th, 1964 in Washington, D.C., that spring I went into boot camp. So the great thing about being out of the limelight for the whole year of 64 was that it gave me time to think about how to deal with this British invasion and the influx of this great music coming from England.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were pushing the American acts off the charts right and left.
Right.
So while I was in the service in boot camp, I came up with the idea to write songs, which I called soft rock at the time,
right,
which turned out to be the bubblegum genre. And it worked for me because it was so different than what was happening on radio. And I think being able to write my own songs instead of depending on songwriters for the material was also a great asset for me, because I managed to, with Sweet Pea, it opened the door for me for the bubblegum thing, which I did for all of 60s and stayed in the charts.
See, but when you mentioned bubblegum, and I was thinking about this when I read the book, I always think of the 1910 Fruit Gum Company and Snoopy versus
right,
the Red Baron. And, you know, I just thought, your music is good time music. I mean, that's how I look at it. I remember you telling me many years ago, and it's in the book, how reluctant you were to leave GE as an electrician when you had Sheila. Here you had a song that was in the top 30 at the time with a bullet, And your manager said, are you going to quit? Because you got to go out on the road and you know, do this. And you were so right. conscientious of paying your bills and living up to your obligations, that, and, of course, your uncle helped you get this job at GE, that you actually had reservations about getting into the business and, you know, sticking with General Electric.
Well, it was a tough decision for a 20-year-old going on 13.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the whole thing with me was that, you know, I didn't have a clue about what a record and billboard with a bullet meant. I mean, I knew that people told me it was getting played, and I knew it was getting played around Atlanta. But to me, it wasn't worth quitting my job. And the guy who produced the record finally talked me into coming by his office one afternoon, and he said, you know, Tommy, you've really got to consider quitting your job. And he showed me the Billboard magazine. I never will forget. He held it up, and it had a Sheila 35 with a bullet, you know. And I thought, man, what does that mean? He said, it means it's going higher in the charts. And he was laughing. He's having a good time with me. And he said, you've really got to quit your job, Tommy. So I was reluctant. And finally, he leaned back in his chair and said, I tell you what, I'll write you an advance against royalties. I'll write you a check for an advance against royalties for $5,000. Take it home and talk it over with your parents and see what they think, and then come back and see me. So the $5,000 check really helped change my mind. And my parents were for it. They said, you know, you're 20 years old. Give it a shot. If it doesn't work, your cousin Jackie will get you another job.
Sure.
So don't worry about it.
But you wouldn't have your tools because you left them back into the at work. You left them in your locker.
Yeah, I didn't need those tools anymore.
That's funny. You know, you said back in the mid-'80s you were playing in Mobile, Alabama. And you wrote a song that was called Who I Used to Be. And it was like Garden Party by Ricky Nelson, where he was so disappointed that nobody wanted to hear his new material.
Right.
You know, it's got to be tough singing the same songs over and over and over again, but that's what people come to hear. If they walk away and don't hear those songs, they didn't have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, the thing with me was the frustration in the 70s when my record career kind of petered out, you know, because I was always a record guy. I loved making records. I loved going in the studio. And so when the record thing fell off, you know, and I was just constantly on the road doing the oldies concerts and singing Sweet Pea and Dizzy and Hooray for Hazel and Sheila, great songs, and I'm very proud of them. And I was trying to go from there and make more records. So that was the frustration. And it's the same thing that Rick Nelson was singing about in Garden Party. Who I Used to Be was the Garden Party for me. It was just telling my feelings of going on stage and not being able to sing new material. You know, that was basically what it was about.
Yeah, understandable, too. Tom, we're going to pause for just a second. My very special guest is our longtime friend, Tommy Rowe. The new book is out right now, From Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and all the places in between. And Tommy and I will be right back with more live with Ron Sedgy today.
Everybody's had a broken heart now. Everybody has a
boo. Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. Pretty much has saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
I'm so dizzy, my head is spinning. Like a whirlpool, it never ends. And it's you, girl, making it spin.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Yet another song by the great Tommy Roe. Can tell you where I was at when I heard these songs. That's how much of an impression they made on me. His new book is out right now. I urge everybody who not only is a Tommy Roe fan, but is a music fan to get it. It's fascinating. It's called From Cabbage Town to Tinseltown and all the places in between. Tommy, you had told a story in the book about how you met a guy that really was a heavy hitter in the business, Felton Jarvis. Tell us how that came about, because, of course, Felton Jarvis's name is always associated with Elvis Presley.
Right. He produced Elvis the last 8 or 10 years before Elvis passed away. Right. Well, Felton produced Sheila, so I met Felton with Bill Lowry in Atlanta. Felton used to work in the print shop that did the labeling for NRC Records. There's also a recording studio there, and he'd start the printing press rolling, and he'd come spend his time in the studio. He was more interested in recording than he was printing. So Felton finally produced. He got with Ray Stevens. They ended up marrying sisters, and they produced Gladys Knight and the Pips' first record, With Every Beat of My Heart, which was their first big hit record.
Yeah.
And so from that, Felton started meeting different people in the business, and he ended up meeting Chet Atkins. He moved to Nashville, worked for Chet Atkins, and through Chet is how he met Elvis, and then hired him to produce his records. His whole objective, I think, in producing my records was to get to Nashville and meet Elvis, which he did in a big-time way, you know. Felton produced Sheila and Everybody, my first two big records, which, you know, at the time I was considered a rockabilly artist.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when I recorded Sweet Pea, that changed my whole genre from rockabilly to soft rock or bubblegum music.
And, of course, the very nice ballad of It's Now a Winter's Day. I mean, that was
right.
A beautiful song.
Yeah, It's Now Winter's Day is a song that I wrote while I was living in New York, and I started writing as a Christmas song. I always wanted to write a Christmas song, so it was originally called It's Now Christmas Day.
Oh.
And the label decided, after I recorded it, to change it to instead of pigeonholing it for Christmas, to change it to It's Now Winter's Day, which was probably a good decision because it's just a few months of airplay there. It's one of my favorite songs that I've written. I think one of the best songs I've written. Never was a huge hit for me, but I get a lot of requests for it. I do it in my show, and people really seem to love the song.
You have a great story about Sam Cooke.
Well, my first was with Sam Cooke, and it was an all-black tour through the South. And, of course, I didn't know it at the time. I found out that the reason they always had one white act on the show was because of the segregation laws in the South, because the black artists couldn't eat in all the restaurants and they couldn't stay in the hotels, and they were all mom-and-pop kind of motels. And same with restaurants. You had to stop at a little mom-and-pop place and get your food. So a lot of the black artists because of segregation laws, which were institutionalized in the South, they weren't able to eat in these restaurants or stay in these hotels. So the whole point of having one white act on the show was, of course, I had the number one record in the country, so they were glad to have me on the show. But I would go out and sing my hit, Sheila, and that was it. Open the show with that, and I was off stage. So the point of having me on the tour was to have somebody that could go and order the hamburgers or the bacon and eggs, whatever we could get at the time to feed the troop, because it's an all-black tour, and they could not go in these restaurants. So I would go in the little mom-and-pop restaurant and order like 40 or 50 hamburgers, which they always looked at me like I was nuts. That's how we fed ourselves on the tour, or at least the black artists. Yeah. I wasn't the only one that did that. I think Buddy Holly even did one of the tours like that. So it was just a way for the black troops to be able to maneuver out on the road.
You actually were talking to him one night, and he kind of said the words, can you go out and give me a sandwich? And you said, you send me. And he wrote the song, yeah. You send me.
Working with Sam Cooke was an incredible experience because he was one hell of an entertainer.
Oh, yeah.
And the people that ever saw his show know what I'm talking about. You know, I was a real greenhorn. I'd never performed professionally before. So to be on a show with guys like this and to watch them, how they worked an audience and how they did their material, how they sang the song, was a great learning experience for me. And I took away a lot from that tour as far as my career goes as a performer.
You know, Tommy, a lot to be proud of. To have the opportunity at a young age to meet Ray Charles, met Elvis, toured with the Beatles. I don't know how many people realize, though, that Sheila wasn't Sheila. It was Frida.
Right. I wrote
there?
Frida as a poem when I was a kid. I had a crush on this girl in school named Frida. So I wrote this poem, Sweet Little Frida, you know, if you see your blue eyes and a ponytail. And about the same time, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar. So I put music to my poem, and that's how I started writing songs. And, of course, when I met my first guy who wanted to produce records with me, he wanted to hear my songs. I sang Frida for him. And he said, man, I love that song, Frida, but I don't think that title is going to work. We need to change the title. So we did. And then later on when I got with Felton, he wanted to re-record the song because I recorded it earlier when I was still in high school with my high school band. And totally different version. Had 2/4 drums instead of the Peggy Sue sounding drums. So Felton wanted to re-record it and put the Buddy Holly sound to it and do it as a tribute to Buddy Holly. His idea was to draw attention to a new artist and try to break the artist, which it ended up working, but I fought him along the way with that because I didn't really like that idea.
When rock and roll singers or contemporary singers were out there selling a ton of records, they all wanted to emulate Elvis Presley by putting Fabian in the movies, Frankie Avalon. Did those opportunities ever come across your desk?
Well, they did. You know, there's one time I thought I wanted to become an actor. That's one reason I moved to New York, was to study acting. And I did a few things. I did Green Acres. You know, I did a character in that called Tadpole Talbot, kind of a funny bit.
Yes, sir.
And I did the thing that really opened my eyes to acting was, we don't realize how hard stage actors work. I mean, their work is so difficult. I had the opportunity to do Star Spangled Girl in Lubbock, Texas. I went out and did the show, and that was a real learning experience for me because I fought my way to get through that. That was one of the hardest things I ever tried to do. Every day to do the lines fresh like you'd never said them before was so difficult. And I thought, if I can ever just get through these 3 weeks and do this without letting anybody down, the fans or the producers of the show or whatever, this will be the last stage act that I ever do as an actor. And I could sit at home and write my songs and make records and tour as a singer, and that's something that came natural for me.
Sure.
You know? So that's what I went back to. I kind of gave up the acting thing.
The book, can we get it online? Can we get it in stores?
Yes, you can order the book for an autograph copy. You order it off my website, TommyRowe.com, and I will autograph it and send it to you. And then you can always get it on Amazon.com without an autograph. But if you come to one of my shows with the book, I'll be happy to sign it for you there as well.
Is the list of your concert dates on TommyRowe.com?
It is. Thank you so much, Ron. Always good to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me back on.
And we hope that you come back soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, my friend. Tommy Rowe has been our guest. New book is out right now, From Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Okay, Ron. Thanks again, pal.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet Saturday afternoon that China may wait him out regarding trade negotiations. The president tweeted that Chinese officials may be waiting until after 2020 and hope Democrats take the White House, claiming that they will get a better deal than they would with him in office. Vice President Mike Pence has a message for Liberty University graduates. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
While delivering the commencement address at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, Vice President Mike Pence said the last few months we've seen unspeakable attacks on people of faith.
Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania and California, on mosques in New Zealand, Christian churches in Sri Lanka. No one should ever fear for their safety in a place of worship, and these attacks on people of faith must stop.
The Vice President also talked about the job market and Christian values. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Traveled across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. And our next guest certainly has been around the world. He's a fascinating individual. He really is. He has spent the last 35 years solving mysteries that lurk under rivers, lakes, and seas. In 2017, after 9 seasons of Animal Planet's number one rated series, River Monsters, he hung up his rod and reel, but now he's back. Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters, which will launch globally to Animal Planet's 360 million homes in 205 countries, and it premiered this past April 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time on, of course, the Animal Planet. Joining us right now is Jeremy Wade. Hi, Jeremy, welcome to the show.
It's a pleasure to be here. And it's now going to be on Discovery as well. It's Discovery on Fridays.
Yeah, that's a great network. They both are great networks. Well, what made you come back after you were off River Monsters for a while to join with this fascinating show that you got out, Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters? Because this is not for the weak in the knees, you know what I'm saying, Jeremy?
Right, right. Basically, that was a sort of a mental folder I had of other things that I'd heard over the years, which didn't quite fit the sort of the River Monsters format, or not quite, not all of them. So it was a chance for me to sort of look into some of the other strange things that I've heard over the years.
Now, before we get into some of the episodes that you're going to be looking into, is there not more things under the sea than in space? I mean, we always think that we got a hold on this stuff. We really are just nipping at the tip of the iceberg, to use a little bit of a irony there.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, more of the Earth's surface is water than it is land. And then, actually, the final season of River Monsters, I went down in a submersible into one of the oceanic trenches, and I was sitting down there. I was down there for sort of 8 or 9 hours at night, thinking, this is actually what most of the world looks like. This is actually, this sort of characterizes our planet better or more so than where I live. So, yeah, there's an awful lot of it down there, which we don't know an awful lot about.
Jeremy, what's it like sitting at the bottom of the ocean floor for like 8 or 9 hours? How deep were you? Not that it makes any difference. Anything over your head is dangerous.
I did find myself thinking about it quite a lot. I was nearly half a mile down, so 2,150 feet, which is a very long way, in a very, very small homemade mini submarine. And while when nothing was happening down there, you find yourself sort of worrying, getting a little bit freaked out. But when there's things happening, I was looking for a six-gill shark, and we had them turning up. And as soon as there's something to watch out of the porthole, then it changes entirely. It's just fascinating.
Were you by yourself?
But no, I had the sub's captain, the driver, and I had a cameraman. But because the space was so tiny, the cameraman was almost sitting in my lap. You know, it was very hard actually logistically filming the whole thing. But so it was a wee bit cramped, but it was actually very special. It was one of the most, it was one of the standout moments, I think, of not just my TV career, my life in some ways.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's talk about some of the episodes this season. One is Italy's Lake Monster. Now, according to a legend, this is one of Europe's most beautiful lakes, okay? But it reported as early as the 16th century that the Lake Garda Monster has been described as kind of a huge humped beast, half snake, half dinosaur. Now, have you seen this, or is it legend, or what legend is made out of?
Well, I read one of the old accounts about monks living on an island so terrified of something in the water that they wouldn't go near it. And I spoke to a couple of people who've seen something in the last couple of years. And that was interesting, talking to people who firsthand said that they'd seen something. One of them was a woman, and she saw it very, not just clearly, but very close, just a few feet away from her, two animals actually swimming past. But the thing that I want to do with all my programs is not just listen to someone telling a story, but at the end of the program, actually pull something out of the water and go, well, here we are. This is something that lives here in this part of the world. And I think think there's a good chance that this could be behind those stories. So I managed to pull out something that was about 7 feet long, you know, longer than me, which sort of fitted some of those descriptions. So I think, you know, short of actually draining the lake to get a definitive answer that way, I think I got a pretty good answer to that centuries-old mystery.
Do you have to be cautious of the fact that some of these people may be seeing things that they're just making up just to see how far it'll take you, or these are stories that go back a long time, like this one?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, people do make up stories. People exaggerate. But I've been doing this for a long time now, and so it's a case of putting a filter on things. And I think, you know, one of the things that you do is, if you hear one story in isolation, that is one thing. But is it, what you do is you try and see if you can confirm that. You're sort of triangulating. If you just get a sort of a knack for whether something feels like there's something behind it or not. And sometimes, okay, there might be a bit of exaggeration involved, but there's still something behind that story that's worth looking into and which might produce something for the cameras.
That's in Italy. Now you go to Alaska, and you're looking for this majestic king salmon who is dying off. You're trying to find out who or what is killing this king salmon.
Yes, I mean, the king salmon is the biggest of the Pacific salmon species. There's five species altogether, and they grow to over 100 pounds. And just the last few years, people are saying they are not coming back from the sea in the numbers that they used to. So what's going on there? And the problem is once they leave the rivers, they're born in the rivers, they swim out to the sea, and they're there for sort of 4 or 5 or 6 years sometimes. It's not known very well what happens to them. So I was leaving the river, going out to the sea, and thinking, what could be responsible here? Big area to work in. But I mean, there's some interesting research, found some, and again, what we seem to end up with there was a fairly clear answer of what's happening in terms of putting it right, in terms of getting the salmon numbers back again. I think we know what's happening to them now, or, you know, to a large extent.
Now that's Alaska. Now you go to Australia, the outback, where you try to find the return of the outback beast. Now there's a story, apparently, that precipitated this exploration of a diver tangling with a colossal fish. This fish was of significant size, a size so significant that it isn't normally found in this geographical area.
Yeah, there was a fish in the history books in Australia, very dramatic. I mean, a bit like a giant largemouth bass in appearance. This was something that was then very heavily fished for and largely disappeared. And when I was doing, you know, when I was looking at fish around the world 20, 30 years ago, I'm thinking this fish is gone. It's completely gone. But the signs are, so there were these odd stories coming out of Australia that suggest that this mythical fish, potentially one of the biggest freshwater fish in the world, could be coming back. And that was something I had to look into, because in most parts of the world, the story is it's happening the other way. You know, the fish are going, they're going, they're disappearing. For something to possibly be coming back is bucking the trend. That's a really good news story, if I can confirm it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. How does it come back after it's been, you know, lost for so many years? How did you get interested in this? Were you interested in this as a youngster?
I fished when I was young, 7 or 8 years, and I guess what happened is, when you fish, you're always wanting something bigger, something different. It's just your curiosity keeps you going. And I think a lot of my contemporaries got to the point where they just stay within the your local lakes. I grew up in England, but in my case, I took myself off to India in 1982, and then after that, just thought, oh, there's got to be loads of other stuff all around the world, and I'm still working my way through it.
Wow, fascinating, and I congratulate you for this, because this is unbelievable television. Now, again, it premiered on the 21st, but it can be seen. This goes around the world, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. 360 million homes in 205 countries and territories. And it's going to be, of course, as we mentioned, on Animal Planet and Discovery now, Jeremy?
That's right. It's on Discovery on Friday nights, and then it's on Animal Planet on Sunday nights.
Wow. Well, you're a fascinating man, and you're welcome here anytime. And I hope that the audience is absolutely fantastic and tunes in, because this is a sensational performance. And I wish you much with it, and stay safe, my friend, okay?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, sir. Jeremy Wade has been our guest, returning to the Animal Planet and Discovery with the all-new series, Jeremy Wade's Dark Waters. And there's more to come with Ron Secchi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And around the world, it's Ron Secchi today. And today we're going to talk about what is probably the favorite subject for so many pet lovers around the world, and that is pets. May is National Pet Month. Every month should be National Pet Month. Joining us right now is pet expert, the Wizard of Paws, and the publisher of the Pet Living Blog, Kristen Levine. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing great. Thank you.
there's no doubt about it that pets are so much a part of millions of people's lives, and thank you for being known as the Wizard of Paws, because let's face it, even if you don't want a pet, you like them. You know what I'm saying? Even if your lifestyle is such where you can't have them, but you want them. What is a pet living expert before we start?
Parents on making smart choices for their pets, whether it be for health and wellness or for fun and travel. And I do that because I've had 30 years experience working with veterinarians, trainers and behaviorists, and even pet product makers. So I just really love to share all that knowledge that I've learned with pet lovers.
Well, you know, it's kind of unique, because I was someplace the other day where there were some older folks and they had cats running around, and I know that many places have dogs running around. Pets really have a very unique attachment, if you will, to older people, do they not?
I think they do. I think pets are attracted to people that are attracted to pets, frankly. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but anywhere I go, pets seem to find me.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is for seniors and really for any human being, pets offer us so many health benefits. Mm-hmm. Everything from reducing stress to reducing blood pressure. They make us smile. They make us laugh. The benefits are just numerous.
I told you before we went on the air that I have a dog that's in the studio with me, a little white poodle who I've had. Yeah, there you go. I think he just heard you. 18 and a half years old. And let's face it, it's a tough time. I mean, you know, he's having trouble walking. How do you care for older pets? I mean, I don't even want to leave the house and leave that poor little guy by himself for any length of time. And the inevitable is right around the corner, you know, Kristen?
Yeah, I've got some great tips for older dogs. I have an older dog myself, so I can relate. One thing that's really worked well for my dog. Now, Chili, my dog, has arthritis, and I've been giving him Elevet Sciences hemp CBD oils and chews. Now, CBD is very popular right now in the pet market, but the reason I picked Elevet is because they're the only CBD product that's done a clinical trial at Cornell Vet School on dogs with arthritis.
Really?
So the science is behind it, and it's also endorsed and used by some of the top vets in the U.S. So Elevet is something that could bring comfort to our older pets to ease their achy joints. They're doing other studies now to figure out what other great things that CBD can do for our pets. But also, you know, providing them with a really comfortable pet bed, because pets sleep a lot, especially our senior pets. And Purple Mattress has taken the scientific technology from their human mattresses, and they've created a pet bed.
Wow.
It comes in three different sizes, and what's great about it is it's got what's called a smart comfort grid, and that allows for lots of airflow, so your pets never get, you know, too warm sleeping on it, even during the summer months. But also, for those older pets, it's very supportive of their joints, and people love the Purple pet bed because it's also odor and accident resistant, so it's never going to smell like a pet bed in your house.
Yeah.
Say, other than that, you know, making sure that your senior pet gets regular vet visits, because they age so much quicker than we do, it's really important that you get those diagnostic tests so you don't miss anything important.
Now, I don't mean to be flip about this, Kristen, but when you talk about the CBD, do you have to have a prescription for that?
Actually, you do not. It's actually a very good question.
And so you just go to your vet and they'll give it to you?
You can ask your vet where to purchase it. Some vets sell it themselves. And
really?
You can actually go online and purchase it directly. And that's why I say it's so important to choose a quality product, because there are a lot of CBD products flooding the market just to make a buck.
Yeah.
But this company has actually taken the time to do the clinical trial and, you know, doing it the right way.
I can just picture my pet walking in the family room. Hey, baby, what's happening?
Yeah, and you know, good news or bad news, there's no THC in the CBD product, so there's no way your pets get beat. I know what you mean. But another thing, of course, is nutrition. Nutrition is super important, and one of the reasons where we get into trouble is feeding our pets too many treats that are not good quality nutrition.
Right.
So I really love these Acana Singles dog treats, because they're limited ingredient, they are biologically appropriate, and they're even good for dogs that are choosy eaters or dogs that have food sensitivities. So you might want to check that out for Presley. And do you ever, how often do you have to give Presley a bath?
He just had one yesterday. The groomer came. But, you know, once every 6 weeks, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
My wife handled that.
Probably,
they come
older.
To the house. They come to the house and do it.
Yeah, that's That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, for folks that are doing their grooming or bathing at home, there's a great product that I recommend called the Waterpik Pet Wand Pro.
Yeah.
And it's known for its comfort. It's known for the contour of its high-pressure water comb spray. So basically, it penetrates the thickest of dog fur to get rid of the dirt and the allergens and the shampoo that you've lathered up. But it even has, for smaller dogs or dogs that are kind of nervous at that time, it has an adjustment where you can make a gentle, narrow spray, which is good for, like I said, small dogs and also around their ears and eyes. But I love it. It's great for deep cleaning. You can get it at Walmart for under $40, and it makes dog bath time super easy.
I also mentioned to you that my wife feeds every cat in the neighborhood, and the other day it's here with us today. It's about 6 weeks old. It was a little beautiful little kitten that was thrown out of a car by our studio, and we found a home for him. Somebody's picking it up today. But you know, we've had the little kitten in the house for a couple of weeks, and you talk about the perfect ideas that turn a kitty mess into a tropical fragrance. Now, this I gotta hear, because this is very hard to believe. How does that happen?
Huh. Oh my goodness, a kitty mess into a tropical. Well, first of all, scooping the box and using lavender is. There are actually some litters that have lavender scent.
Really?
And this is not only calming, but it's a very pleasant calming smell for both humans and pets. So give that a try. But you're going to have to scoop the box first. We're not going to work any magical miracles here with it.
Okay. What else you got on the agenda here for May? This is National Pet Month, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah. The only other thing I've got for you is you can get all the product information at tipsontv.com. But also remember that our pets just want to spend time with us, and we both get benefits from that. So make sure you're spending enough time, whether it's exercising or just chilling out on the sofa together.
Ah, that sounds great. Pet expert and known as the Wizard of Paws and the publisher of the Pet Living blog, joining us is our friend Kristen Levine talking about May, National Pet Month. Kristen, it's always nice having you here. We look forward to having you back, and I hope that your little pet is doing well.
Thank you so much. Happy Pet Month, Ron.
Okay, happy Pet Month to you too, Kristen. Kristen Levine, let's face it, pets are a major portion of our lives. They're family. I have people say, they're like family. No, they're not like family. They are family. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, it ain't easy giving up. This is Brenda from Superstore Ben Feldman, the son of Yogi Berra, now author Dale Berra. I'm Ian Avery, also a great singer, Connor Allen, from Barry Wayne's Dark Waters, Jeremy Wayne, and Kristen Levine. Well, we want to say hi to all the moms out there. This is your weekend. Enjoy it. You deserve the very, very best. All moms do. And until next weekend, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.